Thanks, Justin. Large smoke plume to affect 23 states as Canadian wildfires rage. By Amy Furr on July 18, 2023. Another humongous plume of smoke from Canadian wildfires hit numerous American cities on the East Coast Monday as the fires continued burning. Air quality in approximately half of U.S. states will reportedly be affected through Tuesday, the Daily Mail reported, adding local health officials have issued air quality warnings to citizens. The outlet continued. Code Orange air quality, meaning quality that will impact vulnerable populations, is expected to hit 23 states through Tuesday and will include population hubs like Chicago, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Nashville, all of which were also blanketed in smoke on Monday. Washington, D.C. ranked among the most polluted cities on Earth Monday afternoon due to the smoke that was swept over from the Appalachians toward the coast. KCRA reported Monday the Canadian smoke was expected to hit New Yorkers again. Watch, Blade Runner NYC, Canadian wildfire smog casts dystopian hue over Big Apple. Air quality health advisories are being issued for the entire state as winds are expected to carry smoke into the Northeast this week, the outlet said. On Monday, haze arrived in Alabama, Georgia, New England, the Great Lakes, Montana, and areas of the Great Plains, the Mail article said. Moderate air quality conditions recently occurred in areas of Montana and the Dakotas and eventually touched Iowa and Illinois. The smoke is mainly coming from western Canadian wildfires and, according to the Mail, is the largest smoke plume recorded so far this year. Meanwhile, two Canadian firefighters have died while battling the wildfires, according to Breitbart News. Although Canadian and American officials are quick to point the finger of blame at so-called climate change, the truth is that much of the disaster can be attributed to the Trudeau administration's policies, the outlet noted. Canada has remarkably lax forest management policies. It lacks a national fire service, and its regional firefighting agencies are chronically underfunded. Canadian officials have made some very odd calls as the crisis unfolds, such as Quebec refusing to accept help from Montreal because it preferred to wait for additional firefighters from France and the United States. In addition to government mismanagement, fire suppression policies have long been focused on putting out smaller blazes, which left the forests choked with deadwood that could fuel massive conflagrations. Meanwhile, Canadian forestry officials have predicted the raging wildfires will continue through August, Breitbart News reported July 7. Watch, massive smoke cloud blots out the sun as thousands evacuate over Nova Scotia wildfire. The fires have affected over 100 million Americans in 23 states. The outlet said, adding, the government of President Joe Biden has blamed climate change rather than government mismanagement for the wildfires, offering criticism-free aid to fellow leftist Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.